Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning. It's Monday. It's the 8th. Everybody's going back to work, probably. At least I am. Going back to school as well as the kids. And it's time for another Panther Rants podcast. Pretty much it left, last we left off, Pitt lost a game against Louisville. It wasn't close, and there was some side stories as well. The big side story was what Kevin Stallings said to a Louisville fan, as Louisville fans were heckling him and his players. He made some comments, and obviously it was a big barn fire for a lot of people. Well, for one thing, Louisville, because Louisville obviously was playing the victim of it. There was an article saying that Louisville wins despite coach's remarks, as if Kevin Stallings' remarks had some effect on the game. The game was already over. It was done. The coaches were checked out. The players were checked out. It was over. Done. So there was no animosity that Louisville was up against. The only animosity they're up against is the fact they probably still have payroll to meet. And Lord knows, those direct deposits got to clear. So whatever. And of course, Rick Pitino, I guess, said Stallings was a jackass. He said through a text message. I mean, I'm surprised. I mean, he had time to text message with all the other stuff he's got going on. His legal troubles and, I don't know, his mistresses probably. So, yeah, I'm surprised he had time to do that. And, of course, Stallings really didn't have much time to think about it because he was burying his brother that week. Which probably makes you wonder if the death of his brother probably had any effect on him with that game. It probably might have. I mean, yeah, he probably should ignore the hecklers, but he spoke up for his players, and obviously some Pitt fans who hate Kevin Stallings, that's a foreign concept to them. They're still, obviously, they were just outraged because they just want a reason to continue to hate Stallings, and that's just that. I mean, hey, I even said so myself. I thought Stallings was trying to get fired myself. But as the smoke clears, basically, he's trying to basically speak up for his players. But you could also say probably the death of his brother probably, if anything, had some effect on the game itself. Because a lot of times when you have things happen in your personal life, you can balance it. You can try to block out your mind and try to focus on your work, but sometimes it just doesn't work like that with some people. A lot of times it's just hard to do. It really is. So I'm sure that was on his mind, all that, because you gotta, for one thing, you lost him over the holidays. Then you're worrying about the burial, the funeral, all that stuff. So I'm sure that had some effect on him. And, Pitt obviously over the weekend played Tech and lost Virginia Tech by 14. They were in it for most of the game, but the thing about Pitt is they're not going to win shootouts, and that's one thing you would hope they would realize by now. At least the players do. If they're going to win any games, it's going to be grind them out defensive games, which was the type of basketball we, you know, obviously didn't like under Jamie Dixon. But it wins games. I loved Pitt basketball under Dixon. And it was grind them out, physical. And there were, you know, it's not to say you couldn't be, you know, you couldn't, you were handcuffed as an offensive player in that system. I mean, guys, you know, groups of guys made plays. And there's always players that stood out. I mean, his 08-09 team is probably his best team he's ever had because of all the players he had on that team that was so loaded. You have LaVance Fields, who was a fifth year. I think it was fourth year, actually, because he played as a freshman, I remember. He was awesome. Sam Young was freaking great. And you had DeJuan Blair. And, of course, you know, alongside of them, you had Terrell Biggs. And Biggs, actually, his game wasn't too bad by his final year. I mean, he wasn't a world beater, but he actually wasn't a bad. He was a pretty solid contributor. They had some solid contributors on that team. Let's not forget Jermaine Dixon. I mean, the guy was a hard worker. You know, he's one of the few JUCO players that actually wasn't too bad. It's unfortunate for Jermaine. He'll be known for the Villanova game. You know, that's obviously going to stick with him. But, yeah, with this team, it just is what it is. And they got Duke this week, and they're obviously going to get blown up by Duke. I mean, I know the Oakland Zoo is doing a blackout for their game. And unfortunately, we don't need, you know, jerseys or any type of special T-shirts or whatever for a blackout. I mean, in regards to fan attendance, the game will probably be blacked out on television if they don't black out, you know, basketball games. So, moving on from basketball. Football, Pitt lost some players over the weekend, over this past week. Four guys leaving the program. You have Henry Miller, one of them, which was a big loss. But I guess he wants to play safety. Pitt thinks he's an awesome future linebacker, but that didn't work out. Kayzon Pugh, an Aliquippa kid, leaving, which pretty much kills the Pitt pipeline for the most part. Effectively kills it. Millie Kenerson's another one, and you got Cam Carter. I believe Cam Carter was a Penn State recruit. Well, he used to play for Penn State. He's transferring. So, none of those guys ever saw the field, so there's really nothing much to get upset about. So, but the defense obviously taking some hits, which sucks. Because, yeah, you lose Whitehead to the draft. And then you lose four more defensive players, which makes it worse. Because I'm sure these guys could have competed for either a starting spot or somewhere on a 2-deep. But it's unfortunate. Not to mention, Pitt lost their defensive coordinator. Josh Conklin took a head coaching job at Wofford. And I'm sure Josh is not a bad guy. I mean, his defense is... The last 2 years of Pitt were horrific. And although it was Narduzzi's system, that's what he wanted. It just didn't work out. But he, you know, he's getting a head coaching job, so good for him. You know, all that should work out for them. if they leave, you know, if coaches decide to take opportunities elsewhere. The national championship game's tonight. I pretty much like Alabama to win this. I'm not sure if it's the mystique of playing Alabama, but I just don't see Georgia beating them. Not with a freshman quarterback. You know, I don't see it happening. I see Alabama's defense being the ultimate winner in this. And I don't expect this to be a high-scoring game either. It's going to be low-scoring. I think Bama wins by a touchdown or two. Probably two touchdowns, I'm thinking. I think the key for Georgia, though, is going to be to get their running game going. They're going to have to run the ball and take some weight off their quarterback because he's a freshman. You just don't want your freshman quarterback in a national championship game forcing things. Because he will most likely do that because he will feel he will need to get something going. And speaking of that, Jim Chaney's in a national championship game. Not sure he has been before, but yep. He's in a national title, coaching in a national title game. I don't know. Not sure how it works out, but other, you know, speaking of other ex-pitch coaches, Matt Canada is out at LSU because he couldn't get LSU's offense going fast enough for everybody to be happy. Obviously, he came in the pit and had some really good offensive talent, and the offense, he got the offense going. He had them moving, but LSU, he just couldn't do that. When you figure with that SEC-type player, he'd be able to, you know, to, I'm sure, Les Miles left them some decent players. Maybe they just didn't fit what he likes to do. Who knows? But he's settled out, and he's getting $1.7 million of his $3.3 million. So he doesn't go home empty-handed. So he's gonna get some nice pocket change there. But hey, you know, take some of that money and throw it in the Bitcoin or Bitcoin or whatever the new cryptocurrencies out there. Just go throw a few thousand there, and you know, let it develop over time. Over the weekend, there was the NFL playoffs, and you know, the games just weren't great because the teams just aren't great. You know, that's what happens when you have an opening round. You'll have that. That's why I love the NCAA tournament. It's because there's so many teams. And the opening rounds are always exciting. And, you know, if you ever think about it, well, one exciting game was the Chiefs and, you know, the Chiefs in Tennessee. Where we got to sit and watch Andy Reid blow a lead. I mean, I thought Tennessee was done. I just didn't think that they had the offense to do it because their offense reminds me of the 2001 Steelers offense where that offense was more ball control, and it just wasn't built to come back from big leads. For the Steelers, it was about controlling the tempo, controlling the last scrimmage, and time of possession. It wasn't really a shoot. You know, one of those offenses that you can do shootouts. But the Chiefs pretty much set their lead, and I guess losing Travis Kelce helped. You know, hurt a lot as well. And Tennessee got momentum, and that was that. Bills game was beyond boring. It was because, well, the quarterbacks both sucked. You can see why the Bills decide to experiment with Nate Peterman for one game by watching Tyrod Taylor play. I mean, it was just brutal. And Blake Bortles is going the next round to face New England. No, I'm sorry. He's going to Pittsburgh. Which, you know, goes to my next thing. I really hope that Big Ben doesn't piss around with this defense like he did last time. Take care of the ball. Don't make mistakes. Because this defense, you can't piss with them. So stop. Whatever it is you did last time, don't be fancy. Just get the job done. Because they're looking to upset Pittsburgh and go the next round. New England gets Tennessee. And to be honest with you, people think it's a bye week for New England, but I don't know. If Tennessee can play like in the second half, like they did against Kansas City, and how they open up their offense a bit, they may have a shot against New England. But they're going to have to stop Tom Brady. And say what you want about Peyton Manning and about how he chokes in the playoffs. His two Super Bowls he won, he had to go through Tom Brady to win those Super Bowls. Whereas Ben Roethlisberger didn't have to. Ben didn't have to face Tom Brady at all in his two Super Bowl wins. At all. Not once in the playoffs he had to face New England. And all the times he's faced New England in the playoffs, he's lost. So, Big Ben was to really secure, I guess, his legacy, you can say. Being Tom Brady at New England would do that. Of course, win the Super Bowl would also be another thing. But doing that would put him with the all-time greats. At least that's my opinion. Because otherwise he gets to live with the fact that he didn't get to face Tom Brady in those two Super Bowl wins. And of course, that third Super Bowl as well, where they lost to Green Bay, he didn't have to face them. Because, you know, Ben has two rings, but he should have more. He should have at least three. I mean, of course, the Green Bay game they lost, but he should have at least went to one more Super Bowl. But he's won two, which is more than some dream of. Playoff football over the weekend was brutal, but this weekend should be pretty fun. And obviously, on paper, we were probably going to see Steelers New England. But who knows? We could see an upset or two. Let's just hope it's not Pittsburgh. You know, let's hope they can at least get the AFC Championship game again and hopefully beat New England this time. If they face them, of course. And then Ben can ride out to the sunset if he wants. Which I think he probably will. Because if there's any appropriate time for him to ride off in the sunset. It probably now if he wins the Super Bowl. Because I don't think he really wants to play anymore. But we got the Super Bowl coming up, and we got... Man, it's going to be crazy, because after Monday, it's going to be nothing. But, it's going to be nothing, pretty much nothing but college basketball, which I'm not going to complain about. I love college hoops, especially on weekends. It'll be a lot of games. That's the beauty of it. There's hockey if you want to watch hockey. I hate saying that in that tone because I live in a NBA city now for the last 8 years. It's going to be 9 years, actually, coming up. But there's no hockey here. And I don't hate the sport. I mean, I watched the Stanley Cup playoffs last year. And I think the product for hockey is as good as it's ever been. I mean, it's actually a really good product. A really solid product. I mean, when I watched it. I mean, I didn't just watch Pens in Nashville. I watched several other playoff games as well. I mean, the hockey is on a verge of making a recovery. It's just they need a better TV deal, for one thing. Losing that deal on losing the ESPN broadcast hurt them because. ESPN's pretty much the MTV of the sports world. They pretty much decide what's cool and who's cool. And to them, hockey ain't cool. Nor is baseball. Hockey and baseball aren't cool. The NFL and NBA are cool. And so when you have that mindset with a lot of people, that's what you get. Talk to several people and they'll tell you, you know, they can't get the hockey on TV, but once they actually see a live hockey game, they're hooked usually. But once football's done, we got just college basketball, hockey if you don't watch it. Spring training starts for baseball eventually. You know, if you like baseball, too. I know baseball down here in Houston will be a buzz because of, you know, winning the World Series. That'll be the big buzz. But as far as the Astros go, I mean, this was their window to win a World Series. And I think it's their only going to be their only window because all their teams are getting better, especially the Yankees. They're coming up. They just got the Yankees at a good time. Next time, I don't think they're gonna be as lucky. But other than that, I mean, it's, you know, as a big fan, I mean, it's, you know, there's really not much to look forward to. I mean, there's Lever 10th Day. You know, wrestling pulled off an upset over Oklahoma over the weekend. You got the Olympic sports. I mean, if you're not gonna really take much activities in the Pitt basketball programs, both men and women's, because they're not really great right now. Well, take a look at the Olympic sports. Go check them out. Check a wrestling, check especially a wrestling match. Go and check those out. I mean, put some energy towards those. You know, the best thing is you won't have any expectations when you go watch those matches or any of those Olympic sports. You can just go watch and just enjoy yourself. You don't have to get pissed off at recruiting and this coach is gone. None of that. But anyways, I'm done rambling for a Monday. I'm almost at work. You all enjoy yourselves in your commute. Hell to Pit. Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.